Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are taking a look at the subject of spiritual tests. Every single believer encounters spiritual tests throughout the course of his or her Christian life. Some tests are presented to us by God Himself. The Word tells us that God tested Abraham, and He gave him a faith test. Would he believe God's word of promise to him despite natural circumstances and evidence to the contrary that God's word could ever come true or come to pass? Other tests are presented to us by the enemy of our soul. They are more like snares or temptations, trying to trip us up. They are not from God, because the Word of God in James tells us that God doesn't tempt anyone. And yet, temptation also presents us with a test. The test is not for God to see or find out something He doesn't know, but instead, it's a test that shows us what's within our own heart. Today we are going to take a look at the character test. And many times in our lives we are presented with situations which truly will reveal our character to us, as well as to other people. One writer said, "History is the record of an encounter between character and circumstance." How's your history? How have you done when character tests have presented themselves to you? Another writer said, "Character is not made in crisis, it is only exhibited in crisis." When you are tested by circumstances, whether crisis or otherwise, your character is revealed. C.S. Lewis, great Christian author of a previous generation, wrote this interesting statement: "Surely what a man does when he is taken off guard is the best evidence of what sort of man he is. If there are rats in a cellar, you are most likely to see them if you go in very suddenly. But the suddenness does not create the rats. It only prevents them from hiding. In the same way, the suddenness of the provocation does not make me ill-tempered. It only shows me what an ill-tempered man I am." Character is revealed through the character test. Some years ago, a poll was taken in the United States, and people were asked this question: "What would you be willing to do for $10 million? The results were quite fascinating. Two-thirds of Americans polled agreed to at least one of the following, and some to several of the following, as things they were willing to do for $10 million. Now, this question was a character test. 25% of those polled said they would abandon their entire family for $10 million. 25% of those polled said they would abandon their church for $10 million. 23% of those polled said they would become prostitutes for a week or more for $10 million. 16% agreed that they would give up their American citizenship for $10 million. 16% agreed that they would leave their spouses for $10 million. 10% said they would withhold testimony and let a murderer go free if they could receive $10 million. The last two are the most pitiful of all. 7% said they would kill a stranger for $10 million. And the last group said, and this was 3% of those Americans polled, would put their children up for adoption for $10 million. The character test. The character test reveals what's in our hearts and what's in our character. When we are presented with circumstances or challenges in our lives, Solomon was given a character test by God. In 1 Kings chapter 3, we find this story. It says, at Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask, what shall I give you? And Solomon said, you have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you've given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Now, O Lord my God, you've made your servant king instead of my father, David. But I'm a little child. I don't know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Then God said to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice, behold, I have done according to your word. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings for all your days. So walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. Then Solomon awoke, and indeed it had been a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord and offered up burnt offerings, peace offerings, and made a feast for all his servants. Solomon received a character test from God. He tested what was in his heart when God gave him a blank check and asked him, ask me what I shall do for you. Go ahead. You can ask me anything and I'll give it to you. His character was revealed at that point in his life that he had a sincere heart before God and he wanted to be a good leader. He had just been made the ruler of Israel by his father David. And this character test, Solomon passed with flying colors. But later on in Solomon's life, other character tests presented themselves, and Solomon did not pass those with flying colors. You'll recall the story as Solomon aged and the opportunity to acquire many wives from many nations. The most beautiful women in the world were available to Solomon. And Solomon failed the character test here because God clearly forbid in his word the marrying of foreigners, those who did not worship the one true God. So you would say an unbeliever. God specifically forbid that. And yet Solomon's weakness of character in this area was his undoing. When presented with the opportunity, which was all around him, as all the nations would send emissaries and people to him, because he was so well known as the wealthiest and the wisest man in the world, he had multitudinous opportunities to have many beautiful women from foreign cultures that worshiped heathen gods. And he did fail the character test here. He began to take wives, concubines from all these various nations who did not worship God. And the result was, because of his failure in this area of lust for beautiful women, he gave into the lust and did not obey God's word in this area. It was his undoing. It says at the end of Solomon's life that Solomon's foreign wives turned Solomon away from the Lord, and he built altars for their idolatrous gods. Though Solomon passed the character test early in his life, as he grew in influence and in wealth and in power, when another character test was presented, he failed it. God doesn't want us to fail the character test. God wants us to pass with flying colors, where our integrity is maintained, whether we're tested by other people, circumstances, the temptations of the world, or by God Himself giving you the character test by allowing you to choose between His way and the world's way, you pass that test. God's grace is sufficient to keep you through any temptation you may face, but character is a choice that we make by relying on the power of the Holy Spirit given to us to live a godly and a holy life. God wants you to pass the character test. Press in to Him, call out to Him for grace to do what He would have you to do, and you too can pass the character test, like Joseph did when he was confronted with the temptation of Potiphar's wife. Joseph passed the character test. He said, "How can I sin against God and do this evil thing?" That's the same response God wants us to have when we're tested in the area of character and integrity. God bless you as you press into His grace, and His grace will be sufficient for you, and you'll come out refined like gold with your character and integrity intact. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying spiritual tests. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a Supply Keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.